Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
News Radio 1120 KMOX. St. Louis's news, traffic, and weather. Depend on it.
We're back. This is Jane Duker on At Your Service on KMOX. And I'm really excited to welcome our next guest, Ed Wheatley, who is the co-author of St. Louis Browns, The Story of a Beloved Team. And he's coming here to St. Louis, and there's going to be a book signing next Tuesday, October 10th, at the Missouri History Museum. And so I welcome everybody, all of our listeners, to go to the book signing, and we're happy to have him here to tell us about the book. How are you doing?
We're doing fine, and I'm glad to be here, and look forward to Tuesday and all the people coming.
So how did this book come about? What made you start this history with the St. Louis Browns?
Well, there's a couple things. One, myself and my two co-authors, Bill Borst and Bill Rogers, we're all part of the St. Louis Browns Historical Society. It's a fan club about the Browns. And, you know, we got about 500 members nationwide, which is really kind of unique.
That's amazing.
It really is. I mean, there's still this love and this passion about the Browns. And you know, and we're not only seeing it in the book signings, but, you know, when you look at teams like from the Boston Braves or the Philadelphia Athletics, you know, they're really not to the level of fan club membership that we have, and some of those don't even exist anymore. I mean, we had a luncheon last week, our annual Browns luncheon. The ballroom was full, almost 300 people. We had Don Larson, who people don't remember was a rookie with the Browns. And Ed Mickelson, another member of the Browns that were there, and I had Whitey Herzog doing a tribute to Ned Garber and Boy Sievers. And, you know, the place was packed with energy. You know, every time we do one of these book events, there's this energy and presence in the room that these people, they just love the Browns. You don't know how many times we hear, the Browns were my father's team, my grandfather's team, my grandmother's team. They were diehard Brownie fans, and what I wanted to do was take people back in time to this team. And it's important because really nobody owns or is carrying the torch for the Browns today. They moved to Baltimore for the 54 season, mm-hmm. but Baltimore believes their franchise began in 1954, and they don't go back
far enough
and treasure this great team. And I'll be the first to say, I mean, they were a losing team. They lost more than they won.
Mm-hmm.
They had the shenanigans of Bill Veeck, you know, with the Eddie Goodell incident or
yes.
grandstand manager, where Major League Baseball basically got tired of his shenanigans and forced him to sell. But they had great teams in the 20s. For the first 20 years, 1902, when they came to St. Louis from Milwaukee, mm-hmm. through the 20s, they were the better team between the Cardinals and the Browns. And the city of St. Louis loved the Browns.
And that's where, and would you say that the Browns, is that where St. Louis really started to develop its love for baseball?
Well, you know, the Cardinals came in to the National League in 1892. The American League did not form until 1901. And then, like I said, the Browns came in 1902. There was always baseball in St. Louis. There was the American Association League. There was the Federal League. During the last part of the 1800s, early 1900s, there was a lot of baseball. But the team started really rallying around the Browns in the 19-teens, I'll call it. And, you know, they had a team in the 1920s that's one of the greatest teams in all baseball annals, you know, led by George Sisler, who most people know. But they don't remember the team. Like this team in the 1922, they said was one of the greatest. You know, they had an outfield surpassed by nobody. The same three players played five straight years and hit over 300 in baseball. No team's ever done that before or since.
Now, we're here let me remind our listeners, we're here with Ed Wheatley, who's the co-author of St. Louis Browns, The Story of a Beloved Team, who's having a book signing on Tuesday at the Missouri History Museum. And, you know, and I'm too young to remember the Browns, but I obviously had grandparents who talked about them. And you know that it's part of our history here. Right. But we don't talk because we're Cardinal Nation now. So people want to pretend like this part of our history never existed. And so why do St. Louisans need to read this book? What are they going to get from this that that they don't know now?
Well, they're going to get a lot of things. One, like I said, I wanted to take people back in time. It goes back into the days of baseball when it was a very simple game. I mean, one time the Browns played a doubleheader against the Yankees. And they played both games. The time of both games was 2 hours and 12 minutes for playing two games. So it was a different game. And, you know, there were many different players that should be remembered, as I spoke a moment ago, that are not honored in Baltimore, these great players. There's 15 men in the Cooperstown Hall of Fame that have ties to Browns either as a player or an executive. Nobody's carrying their torch. Mm-hmm. But it's also a time to reminisce with pictures of players, pictures of the city of St. Louis, to look back at pictures of old Sportsman's Park, where I was very careful to collect, where you could look out and past center field and you could see the old YMCA on Grand. You could see the pavilion out in right field at Sportsman's Park. And one of the neatest things that people always get into is I loaded this with a lot of memorabilia, scorecards as an example.
Oh,
and
nice.
The pictures of Busch Stadium. And it's like, I remember Hyde Park beer. I remember Jim Blades. And, you know, kids today don't even know what Jim Blades, you know, used to have to put actual razor blades in razors. You know, it was all the advertising. And, you know, we talk about how Grand Avenue, what was the area around Sportsman's Park, you know, where you had just up the street all the theaters. You know, it was kind of like the Lighted Way, St. Louis's version of Broadway, you know.
That's amazing. And so how long did it take for you to compile the book?
Well, actually, we started last October. It was one of these things where it pretty much knew the outline in the head. Mm-hmm. And being with the Historical Society, we have a lot of papers and artifacts from the Browns. But once we started this, it was people calling saying, I got a story. I have all this memorabilia, and actually, as we do this book tour, I feel like we're on the Antiques Roadshow because everybody is bringing us something. I got this from the 44 World Series where the Browns played the Cardinals. I've got this scorecard. What can you tell me about it? Or this baseball, who's on this? It's fun to see the twinkle in people's eyes as they bring these mementos that they've had. You know, because like you said, it's been over 65 years since the Browns played here, and they have these things. Or one guy pulled out of his wallet the Brownie Brigade card.
And what's the Brownie Brigade? Tell me about that.
Well, it was like the knothole gang the Cardinals had. The Browns had an equivalent. It was a Brownie Brigade where there was a boys' brigade and a girls' brigade where the kids could, after school, get into the games. Oh. And this guy's been carrying it in his wallet for about 70 years.
Oh, that is fantastic.
And he was just so proud of it. And he says, I'll bet you've never seen this. Well, that's what we kind of put. We got a bunch of those kind of cards. You know, we got street card, trolley cards that the Browns had where you know, run out of school, hop on the streetcar, take you right down to Grand and Dodier, and you go to the ball game. And it was.
So are you the keeper of the history now? So who is keeping all the memorabilia? I mean, this is fascinating stuff. So are you in charge of this? And
well, myself and my partners with the St. Louis Browns Historical Society, yes. And there's a lot of people that have their own private collections that they donated and wanted these things in the book I coordinated. But yeah, the Browns Historical Society is keeping this memorabilia. We have, you know, one of the neatest parts of the book is Donald Barnes was the owner of the Browns in 1944. And I had in there the collection from his personal papers, all the telegrams and letters sent to him congratulating him from winning the American League. I mean, what you're looking at are these telegrams and letters, all the letters personally signed, you know, from some of the most famous people in baseball and American history, congratulating these underdog Browns. And the comments in these letters are just amazing. So I put a spread of all that in the book. So it's kind of things like that, you know, it's not just read this long story. It's a series of vignettes.
Oh, that's
about
fantastic.
300, you know, short paragraph vignettes and about 700 photos of things that tell a picture of the story that we're trying to tell with these vignettes to take people back in time. You know, I mean, there's just,
that
so
is,
many things. Like,
Oh, no, that is great to hear. Now, let's remind everybody that you're doing the book signing on Tuesday, October 10th at 10:30 a.m., right at the Missouri History Museum, and where they can get the book and look at all these phenomenal pictures of all these artifacts and speak with you and maybe learn more about the Historical Society and learn more about the Browns.
And not only is it a book signing, we're going to give a little presentation history of the Browns and take some people back and see what the pictures are about that, you know, want to whet their appetite for the book.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, I urge all of our listeners to go learn about the Browns. Ed Wheatley, I really thank you for being with us and sharing this bit of Browns and St. Louis history with us, and I hope everybody can go to the book signing.
I appreciate it, and I hope to see them all. Thank you.
Have a good day.
All right.
All right. We will be back, and this is Jane Duker at your service, KMOX 1120.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!